Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America and English.
Oh, what a strike, Club America!
Your hosts for today are Ivan Pineda, Cristian Rosendo, Alexis Juarez, and everyone's favorite cowboy, Dylan Jimenez.
Go!
Now let's hit the field and start the show.
America!
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. We got plenty to talk about today. We're going to be recapping that 2-0 victory away on the road to Tijuana. And then, of course, we're going to be previewing the upcoming match this Saturday against León. And as always, to help me out are my two beloved co-hosts. It is New York's favorite resident, Cristian Rosendo, and Brooklyn's very own AJ. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
I am doing good, Ivan. Thank you for having me on once again on your beloved podcast. I feel like tonight's going to be a great show. We have a very special guest tonight, and I'm very excited to see what she has to say about her precious León. AJ, I'm excited to talk shows with you because I know me and you thoroughly enjoy that match, so tonight should be a good show.
Definitely. I don't even know if you know that, but this is also your podcast, so just putting that out there. But AJ, how are you, my man? I've heard good things about you, that young Arnold Schwarzenegger is getting out there. It's picking up some vibes, seeing you getting some gains out there. Henry Martin's definitely got something to look out.
Yeah,
I
wish I could be like Henry Martin, but everything's good. Just kind of tired. Had yoga today, so that was a good thing. Had some birria tacos, and well, here I am now.
Definitely, definitely. What yoga pose have you mastered?
Sun salutation, warrior poses, you know, pretty nice poses.
Do you have pictures of these poses?
Nah.
Have you mastered
You'll be uploading them to the social media anytime soon.
Someday, but not today.
Okay.
Someday. Well, there it is, a promise for all of you. And as you guys can tell, AJ has his full set of hair, so Vinas unfortunately did not score a hat trick in the last game. So maybe we'll do the same bet for this game. Stay tuned and find out. But as Cristian alluded to, we have a very special guest returning to the podcast. She's a very beloved friend of ours. She's just an amazing person, an amazing colleague, and she does some amazing job in the Liga MX English community. From the Lions Den podcast, everybody, please give a warm round of applause for none other than Miss Cari Torres. Cari, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to finally be back. Ivan, thank you for coming on to Lions Den Pod early this week. So we're returning the favor, and I'm very excited to see on this end what you guys say. So Ivan's not alone this time, so I'm ready for it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Last time it was, what was it? It was 4-1. And so today we made it a little bit easier for you. It's a 3-1, Cari. But I'm excited because I think we were talking about it on Monday in your guys' episode, about this game. And you know, usually it's one of the more attractive games throughout the season. Of course, it was very difficult to preview back then because you guys still hadn't gone up against Puebla. We still hadn't gone up against León. You know, everything could have been different, but now we kind of have a better kind of assessment of how both teams are coming into this weekend. Should be exciting, should be fun, and we can't wait. But we'll give you a little bit of a platform to talk a little bit more about León and Puebla in just a second. But gentlemen, let's quickly go over Tijuana versus America. So the boys go out into Estadio Caliente and walk away with a 2-0 victory, 3 points away at the border. And I don't want to say it's the most convincing win, but you walked out of there thinking, you know what? This is something to grow on. This is definitely a positive, right? It felt much more different than the other games that we definitely won. And we knew how important it was to get that away record looking a little bit better. And we knew that this field is definitely one that is always causing us trouble. So AJ, I'm gonna go with you first. How did you feel coming out of Tijuana with all 3 points?
I'm pretty happy, even though this game felt like it was a tales of two halves once again. We did get off to a good start, like 30 seconds in. Roger Martinez had a clear shot on target, but gets deflected. And throughout the first half, we seem to be a team that was, you know, more hungry. We definitely want to score goals compared to what Tijuana had. They didn't feel like they really showed up to the game at all. Unfortunately, we couldn't really score anything the first half until in the second half. That's where all the goals started happening for America. Aquino, even though it was a delayed celebration, but that celebration made me happy. Had a fun time creating a GIF out of that. And then Henry Martin scoring as well, which was pretty much because of Leo Suarez falling the floor and the ball got off of him. So also had a fun time making that GIF too as well. But no, that's a pretty solid win. It didn't end up becoming a boring game like last time. So that's good, considering that we are away. And all in all, I'm pretty satisfied with those results, especially looking at the stats. So good win for America.
Definitely. And I just want to pull a comment right here. Chris Rivera saying, AJ is the only Americanista to be happy to not see Viñas out on that pitch. Of course, if you guys weren't here on Tuesday, AJ had the bet that if Viñas was to score 3 goals or more, he was going to go completely bald. And so, well, he's glad to have a full set of hair. Mm-hmm. Christian, kind of thoughts overall on what AJ was saying, and then what kind of what you had too. I know you were covering the game for us.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think a lot of Americanistas came out of this game feeling a little bit better about the team. It was definitely going to be a back and forth game, like we all said it was going to be. Definitely very exciting and entertaining. I like the way America managed the game in the first half, especially, you know, limiting Cholos and what their game plan was. You can see that Cholos has a lot of speed. And I think America did a very good job at times of settling the game down, managing the ball. Kind of how I said that they needed to play in a way. And I think America handled the game pretty well. It just goes to show that our defense once again shows up against a very good offense. And it's like Ivan, we keep mentioning it. This defense doesn't get enough praise as it deserves, in my opinion, because this is literally the same exact defense as last year, if not even a little bit worse with the, you know, with Bruno not in the four. And it's doing wonders for us right now. So hopefully they continue this good run of form, because our next four games are definitely not easy.
Yeah, no, they're quite tough on paper just alone, and to think about other teams in form and all that good stuff. Well, I mean, we'll get to it when we get to it. But yeah, no, praise to the defense, and hopefully let's hope it stays as quiet as it has, because I think that they've been able to work very well without having to have all that kind of pressure of, you know, the media and all that attention. And you mentioned it. I think it was a good performance from the defense, not even from the goalkeeper. I don't think Ochoa really had to do anything, you know.
Yeah, so not much.
Just run up to the middle of the field whenever we scored that second goal. Yeah, where was he going?
Yeah, what was he doing with that? I don't know.
I don't know. I just think he was going to go celebrate. So maybe. You get lonely as a goalkeeper. You know, you want to sell. You want to hug someone sometimes. Okay,
is that you? Is that how you feel?
Always want to hug someone. But no, yeah, it was a good performance. I don't want to say it was the most convincing win, because I think there was moments in times where you thought America should be able to do more here. I think even the goals, I mean, you didn't even know whether to celebrate them or not at times, you know, because it was like the Aquino one scores and then you hear the whistle and it's handball and then you're just like, what's going on? And then the Henry one, you're just like, well, is he going to mark a penalty? What's he doing first? And then so two pretty odd goals overall. But question to Gotti here. I know you're very much Liga MX English watcher. So I don't know if you were able to catch this game. And if you did, if you had any thoughts in regards to this matchup as a whole.
I did not have time to catch to watch the match. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know what you want me to say.
It's okay.
Go on.
Just pronounce your undeclared love for Club America now, please.
I just can't.
She'd be freaking completely kicked out. Absolutely.
And we are having a discussion on Monday and who he does not like more, Chivas or America. And I think he's saying Chivas. So I guess that's what we had in common on Monday with Ivan, that we all did not like Chivas. So I don't know, guys. I'll give it back to you guys. I missed the game, unfortunately.
Well, sounds like we'll be friends for next weekend on Sunday. So that should be an interesting one. But yeah, overall, I think a pretty well-rounded performance there. I just want to get a couple of comments here from Ivan saying, gotta hype up the enemy at Christian. I think that's him saying. Well, I don't know exactly what he means by that. But
you have to read the chat in order to understand.
Chris saying Ivan the hugger. I'm pretty sure you meant the other Ivan, not me. I don't know. We could both be huggers. Who knows? Ivan can clarify that for us. He said, Ivan going back saying, I got 5 on Cari's America's kids.
Don't waste your money. Don't
waste it. It's Pedro Aquino.
What about that?
No, he's a sellout. Hashtag sellout. He's a sellout.
Jerry said, just saying, I'm starting to think that Solari's America is going to be a defensively sound squad that will also be tough and gritty team that will get ugly wins. I don't see goleadas happening often. And Jerry, I think, is onto something very, very good here. I think that's exactly what this team is going to be for this season. Will it be this the entirety of Solari's era? I don't really think so. I think, like we mentioned, like I mentioned in Gary's podcast, this is Solari weaving Piojo's team into his own. He's thinking what players are going to be here next season and which players have to leave the door. And he's trying to make the best out of the situation that he has at the moment. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it, Christian. This is a very well defensive team, right? He's orientated something that maybe Piojo never did. And I think we're starting to see that transition. So I think, you know, huge shout out to Jerry there for spotting that out. I don't think we're going to get, you know, any game this season where we're going to have a blowout, like a four, 5-6-0 victory. I mean, I could possibly be wrong and we do get them. Mm-hmm. But AJ, I don't think that's coming within the near future. Or do you see otherwise?
I think of this team as a grit and grind kind of team. This is all about defense. We get a goal, that's how I feel like it's going to stay for the most part, or we're going to try to go for another goal. But if that's the case, you take 3 points however way you want it. And I mean, Jerry's comment, yeah, Chucho Lopez is here to stay. Yeah, as soon as I heard someone that Sergio Diaz and Gio might leave next season, I didn't see Chucho's name. I was like, good. The legend continues for Chucho Lopez. But no, I just feel like with the way Solari's play style is, especially with the formation going, I just feel like I will be satisfied with the way that we're currently playing. If we can get 3 points in any way possible, whether it's throughout not the prettiest of ways, but if it gets the result, I'll take that result gladly. That's me personally. Everyone else, they might beg them to differ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it comes down to like, you know, and I don't want to draw any similarities here, but it's a little bit kind of like Jose Mourinho ball. In the sense of like, we're going to try to stay as compact as possible, get a goal, and defend ourselves very well. His method is more like, we're going to park the bus. Solari's more like, we're going to be as sound as possible, but still try to get more goals. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, like I mentioned, the most important part about this game was ultimately the fact that we said, it has to start here against Pachuca and continue onwards. And it did, right? We're starting to see a little bit more of that Solari foundation. And we're starting to see a little bit more of what this team is going to be looking like for the entirety of the season. And if everyone can stay fit and everyone can stay healthy and we don't have any more red cards, we should be in a pretty good position. Mm-hmm. But anything else you guys want to add on in regards to this match?
I think we need to point out the defensive efforts that everyone is making. You even saw Roger in the first half make some defensive trips, which is rare to see, but it was nice to see as well, knowing that he is committed still to this team in some way, shape, or form, whenever Solari asks. And it's very nice to see Cordova and Fidalgo tracking back, especially Line. I think Line has had a hell of a game defensively, tracking back, making sure that Fuentes wasn't alone most of the time. It really goes to show you that, you know, the players are committed to this defensive structure that Solari can implement. And that's just the base going forward. You know, once they have the defensive structure down and, you know, the idea that they know how to defend, then that's when the offense will start flowing a little bit. And we're starting to see that game by game. It's just about, you know, just keep building on it.
No, yeah, I completely agree with you on that aspect. I had two different things that I was about to ask. Now I have none of them in my head. But let's go to this question because I think it's an interesting one. I've been saying, who is Solari's foundation? Which players are irreplaceable to him? You know, I'll let you both gentlemen kind of, you know, take a pick at this, and then I'll say who I think.
I mean, you have to look at the midfield right now, no? You have to look at Pedro Aquino, Richard Sanchez, Santi Naveda, and maybe you can put Cordova and Fidalgo there. Those are players that, you know, for next season, they have to be there. I think that Solari's found a very good mix of ideas to kind of go with these players that I just named and kind of just make a solid foundation and a solid base every single game.
Definitely. AJ?
I say the same, that when I'm looking at defense, I'm also going with Jorge Sanchez, Sebastian Caceres, and Emma Aguilera. And I'm putting Emma there because he's looking really solid under Solari. From a player that we've come to heavily criticize a lot, he's starting to look really solid. And people, when they see him in that starting back four, back five, or back three, whatever the case might be, people's like, you know, I'm comfortable with this. I'm fine. That's a good defender you have in place. So I'd say like those three, they're going to be a part of Solari's foundation as well, considering how defensively being the only one I just don't see. He's definitely going to need to look for someone for is at the left back spot.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's a spot that we're all expecting to get improved within the offseason. But I think the fundamentals for Solari is definitely the spine of this team, right? It's everything that goes kind of vertical within the squad. Is exactly what you were mentioning, Christian, and exactly what you were saying too as well. I think the foundation of having a good center back partnership, which I think is developing between Emanuele Aguilera and Cáceres, but what's going to happen once you put Bruno back in there, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see. I think Ochoa unmovable, and I think at that point he's already cemented that, and I think he's crucial to Solari. And you know, whoever's playing in that center defensive mid role, whether it's Aquino, whether it's Naveda, and then whoever is going to be your striker, which at the point right now is Henry. You know, I don't see anyone moving Henry, so we'll have to wait and see. But no, yeah, some pretty good stuff going on within Solari's team, and you know, we'll see how he moves and shapes it. So Luis G saying clean sheets, set pieces, Cruyff penalties, the Solari effect. Gentlemen, would you agree?
It sure seems that way up to this point. Let's just hope it continues.
Definitely. Likewise, except the Cruyff penalty technically now never happened. So,
well, yeah.
True. But maybe we try it against Leon. Right, Cari?
I like that.
Yes. I would love that too.
No. No. How dare you? No, that was clever, though. That was clever. I was like, me and Tom watching the game, we're like, oh my God, he did not do that. That was awesome. It's just very unfortunate for you guys of how it kind of tainted. But I mean, it's something to remember, of course. Not many teams do it. So I think it was very, very, a very smart play.
I think they're definitely itching for another chance at it. They won't do it right away, obviously, because I think it'd be kind of
pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious and a little bit irresponsible of them to try to, you know, get it back. But who knows? Maybe we'll see you next season. You know? Who knows?
Or in the final.
Now that's... Oof,
that
that's
would be daring.
That's... Yeah. That would be daring.
That would be bold.
Yeah. Perfectly.
Down 1-0 in the 90th minute and you try that?
Oh, no. I'd pass out before I even see the goal happen. But no, yeah, some pretty good stuff out there. And like I mentioned, you know, Tijuana has always been a difficult place to get points at. I think I was listening to commentary. It was like 5 years since we had gotten a result with 3 points at Estadio Caliente. So a really good positive here for the team and for the players. Talking about players, Fidalgo was a little bit heavily criticized by the Fox Deportes commentaries. But... I don't know. What were your thoughts? He didn't have the best of games, but I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, the kid's still adapting, but I still think he brought something to the game.
No, it's okay. So I think the way Fidalgo played he definitely was quiet, and I agree with everyone. It's just for the simple fact that he was just kind of just glued to that right side. It's kind of the same thing about Córdoba, right? Well, how come Córdoba doesn't shine nowadays? Because he's so glued to that left side. Same thing happened, and you always saw Fidalgo whenever he got the ball. He always tried to do something that involved him going into the center of the field because that's where he loves playing. That's where he feels more comfortable. Even the Fox Deportes commentator said, you know, Fidalgo and Córdoba should have switched because that's where you saw the best of both of them against Pachuca. I agree. I think in the second half they should have switched, but, you know, I'm not the coach, and then it probably wouldn't work out, and we probably would have lost. But I think that's the reason why he had a quiet game. I'm not too worried, and, you know, the criticism was going to come either way because people think that Fidalgo is going to take over Cordova's spot, so a lot of people aren't really so happy with that, so they're going to find any simple way to criticize him. And it's true. People have been criticizing him, but I think we need to, like, relax a little bit. Yes, he had a quiet game. It was going to happen. He's not going to have 100% pass efficiency every single game. But I still think he brought a little something. It's, you know, it's still nice to see that someone is on the team that, you know, that always wants the ball on his feet, always wants to create something for us. It's nice to have, and I hope he continues to start.
Definitely. And someone who definitely impressed me, and, you know, everyone's going to be shocked, but I really liked Córdoba in this game.
Love Córdoba in this game.
I thought he was pretty much involved. He did some really good stuff, had some really good passes, and, you know, had the responsibility of taking some of the set pieces, which some of them weren't the best, but I didn't really fault him for that. He tried taking a corner out with real grass and then have to change it to artificial grass. It's not the same thing, you know? But... yeah, some pretty good stuff out there from the players. Again, it's not like we had the most stellar of games. We did leave it kind of late to kind of, you know, cement this game or with that Henry goal. But overall, some good 3 points to carry on and build on. And again, you know, we would be top of the league if it wasn't for that Atlas game. But I think, but I think it's good. It keeps the team grounded.
No, right? Definitely. It
keeps the team very much grounded, and we can continue kind of pushing forward off of that. But all right, gentlemen, is that it, or you guys want to add anything else?
I think we're good.
I think we are good. All right, Gadi. Well, give us an insight on what happened on Tuesday against León and Puebla. Give me kind of your recap, your thoughts, and overall, just a mixture of emotions that I'm pretty sure you were feeling.
I mean, I'm glad you guys didn't catch me like that same night after thoughts, because I was raging. And you know, and shout out to all my my co-hosts, Carlos, Louis, Javier, and Jose were always, you know, chatting during the games and after the games. And it was very heated. We were all very heated and very disappointed and angry and confused. And there was just a lot of mixed emotions everybody had, whether what players actually did well that night and what players didn't. To recap, it was just a game where León was dominating. So, you know, they had a way better first half than second half. Second half, it just went all to the trash. We've been struggling like throughout the whole season so far, just in the last attacking third. And I question why we're not playing youngsters at this point, to kind of give the other players that, you know, the Gigliottis, the Campbells, the, you know, just sit them out for a while. We've been struggling. There's, you know, Ambriz, I think the game before that had convocado like six youngsters, and I did not see any of them. And it's just I don't know. It's funny because I named an episode called the Panic Button. And it's kind of funny because we brought it up. We're like, yeah, maybe it's time we hit the panic button. Louis's a little hesitant until, you know, this past time, like maybe it's time, because it's just a struggle. And what annoys me is every single game, the commentators are campeonitis and all this. I'm like, y'all need to get off. Maybe it's also really heated. But it was just a very disappointing game because they really just threw it all away. I mean, Jefecito came in and did a very childish foul that was not needed to be made. And then after that, it was just, I just saw it coming to the last second. So I was really mad. You know, I think especially last year with Ole Jornadas, it was always really tough for us, especially with the other tournaments, and just we didn't have as much depth. So the good thing that we were looking forward to is that this Ole Jornada about being local and stuff like that. But I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, is it crisis? I mean, at this point, I think it is. I was talking to, you know, my fiance Tom, and he was like talking about how emotional some teams get. And well, it's easy for him to say because he's very objective, versus, you know, like you guys get very emotional in regards to, you know, from game to game, you do have your objective opinions, but that, you know, views, but at the end of the day, you're emotional. It's your team. You know, you know, seeing your team through the last 2 years thriving to having this awful like aftermath after, you know, season while they've been campeón. And maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe it's like, you know, the pressure was on them to, you know, win. Latin, you know, not see if you play really pretty and don't have a hardware to back you up. So I feel like now there should be more motivation this year. There's so much more they have to look forward to, so many more opportunities to stack up that hardware. And it's just, I feel like they're still throwing it out the window. And you know, Ambriz has always been a very tough critic, but for him to say in post-match that, you know, he's not transmitting what he used to the players, kind of looking like a dead end, like all these, you know, what they built up in the past two years to now the past 2 months, it's just, is it a crisis? I think so. But yet I'm emotional, so who knows?
Well, sometimes that's when you're at your most objective. Go ahead, AJ.
No, because I was going to say, because I'm looking at the starting 11 that León had, and then their bench, like the substitutions they made. They've only made two substitutions that entire game. And I'm questioned to now think, what was Ambriz having in his mind? And then I look at the starting 11, I'm like, that's arguably probably your best starting 11 you can have on the field, if I'm not mistaken, minusing Pedro Aquino probably in that midfield. But in all, I'm just wondering why this team struggled against Puebla. That's like the thing that's just the question that just popped into my head. Wondering to like, what was going on in that game?
We also got to mention that Puebla this season isn't that pushover team. I think they deserve some credit here.
I mean, there's a lot of hype. You know, we're no, definitely, Puebla right yes, now. It's a lot of hype, especially with Santi and all. I mean, Fourth Ormeño and all this stuff and all that selección. And that's what I can't say about some commentators, that they hype so much so early on while there's no need to. You know what I mean? And AJ, yeah, I mean, so the starting lineup, we knew that Chapito Montes was going to be out, you know, a couple of games. And, you know, we were thinking, okay, we pretty much have our core line of defenders. We're glad that Navarrete was back, which was good. And obviously, the last game, he played in a more contención role. Ambion has been doing well on the right back position. So we were very excited to finally for them to give Santi Colombato an opportunity, because we've seen the Montes and the Jefecito. Jefecito has not been himself ever since he came back from injury. So Colombato playing in Belgium, I mean, he's on loan for 6 months, and we've been wanting to see what he's made of, because he had a couple of what Carly would say trash minutes a game, and he looked way better than anybody did in those 14 minutes that he played. So we're like, okay, you know what? This is an opportunity. No lo convocaron on the weekend. We have two upcoming games. Colombato should start. And he did. And for me, he was salvageable. Like, from everybody, he looked really good. You could just tell how confident he was on the field. It was just really, really good. So why the team struggled? Again, we're just on the last attacking third. Gigliotti's not doing much for us. Campbell is... he wants to do the Campbell show sometimes, which I do appreciate him, but I feel like he's not doing what he needs for the team. Mm-hmm. You always would see a Leon do the same thing over and over again, the way they would move and read each other so well. There's not any of that now. Yes, we have a Dávila. We have a Victor Dávila, and I admire him as a player, but he needs to help the team. He needs to stop shooting from afar. That's not a Leon thing. You know what I mean? That's not what Leon has been doing the past couple of season. So it's kind of frustrating at this point. Yeah, that's my answer, AJ. It should have been on paper. Leon should have won. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It's the Liga Mekis, right? Siente tu liga.
Siente tu liga. There you go.
So here's the thing. You know, Campionitis, just on the bright side, just think this. At least you're not Monterrey, where after they won the title, he did not win in 10 games. So think about that. You at least won some games. So at least that's something to think about, at least.
Look at AJ trying to spin a positive note.
Listen, this is a topic I know you didn't want to talk about, but I have to have your opinion on this. Okay. On this question right here below.
How much of this crisis is due to Pedro Aquino's departure?
I mean, we were talking about it, and obviously with Pedro Aquino, there was always that risk of Pedro Aquino a red card. You know, he's so hot-headed. You know, he could be the player that could make a difference in a game where we lose a man. He's very injury prone. But that doesn't take away how much of a great player he is. So I think in regards to Pedro Aquino, the backup to Pedro Aquino was Jefecito. Again, you can't compare the two on the same level, but still, I think they didn't think of a backup for Chapito right now, except for Colombato that just started this past game. So, hashtag sellout. I mean, Beracchino, you can do whatever you want now. You guys, I don't know, what is up with you guys? You guys get all these players, but then you want to steal someone, offer them a bag load of money, and just say, hey, come here with open arms, you know? Who do you guys think you are? I'm just so, like, you know.
The biggest team in Mexico?
We're the ballers we are. We're the ballers at the club. Although now we're throwing quarters.
You're going to make it hail?
We're going to make it hail instead of making it rain.
Yeah.
It's all right. But yeah, I love Chris Saini. AJ, you know, trying to console Gotti, saying, AJ is like, you're bad, but you could be worse.
So, at least.
it was good to see. And then Ivan throw maybe a little bit of a dagger here. He's like, where's the own finish on the table?
Make me giggle.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's where
poor Cotty. Poor Cotty.
Ivan, I love you. Why are you doing this to me? you know, I have high expectations all the time. So in regards to, you know, this repechaje, you can end in the position that you can end is at 12 and you can still make it. I don't want that. But do I see something like that happening? Maybe. I think after America, and Monterrey, the next two upcoming games, obviously, oh, wow. Monterrey, we're making up that game. After Monterrey just thrashing Juarez, and right now, León, that's kind of very vulnerable. I'm not sure where they are in their confidence level until we play you guys and see where that, what that, you know, what that looks like. So we'll, after you guys, we'll have Monterrey. And after that, I'm not saying it's an easy run, but I'm saying it looks like a possible, you know, a possible positive outcome. I mean, after Monterrey, after we have Necaxa, which we just saw Necaxa in the Pachuca game. Necaxa, which I don't know, does Profe Cruz leave first? I mean, at this point, I'm not sure. After that, Santos, Toluca, Atlas, Juarez, Mazatlan, Querétaro, which all those games could be up in the air. Also, we're in CCL, so it's starting in April. That will also come into tune, so I don't know where we're going to finish. My expectation's always been in the first eight. But if we have to finish 12, then I guess that's welcome because at this point we're in 16th place with 7 points. So.
Like I said, like AJ said, it could be worse.
Oh, thank God he left.
What happened?
I was getting tired of him. I was really getting tired of him. I'm not going to lie. All right. Anyways, so that's that. Oh, he's back.
Oh.
Hi, Ivan.
Hey, we swapped spots now.
Yeah, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. So the show must go on. AJ?
Oh, Jerry says his Zoom class is starting.
Yes.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry. Thank you for stopping by. We very appreciate your comments here and hope to see you next week. Ivan, are you back with us?
I should be back.
You are back.
Am I back?
Okay. Yes,
I'm back. Okay. Now exit and give me my spot.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Did you just move?
VAR? Oh,
there we go. Okay, there we go. Nice. Simple fix. There you guys have it. Alrighty then. Well, thank you, Cuddy, for that insight. And I know we'll talk a little bit more about León in just a second once we start previewing the game. Gentlemen, I know we have some Coapa news to talk about. Or at least, Christian, you should maybe have an update on whether or not Bruno Valdez or Giovanni Dos Santos might be featuring. Who knows? We'll see. But before we move on, I do want to remind everyone that today's episode is brought to you guys by Foot Cult. If you guys haven't done so already, make sure you guys check them out at footcult.com. They got some amazing products. They just dropped some amazing new gear. Do any of us know how Rafa Marquez smells? No, but they do. And they have an air freshener just for you waiting to see how that man smells. I've heard it smells like a Champions League. look, guys, they have some amazing stuff going on. We have some great stuff lined up with them for this upcoming year. And you know what? We're just excited and we'd be more than happy to see you guys sport some football gear like this amazing Eagle Eye podcast training top, you know? So or the polo. Maybe we'll make that available one day. Maybe we'll make that polo available. So let us know. But yeah, I hope you guys go over there, check it out. If you guys like any of their product, you guys can use the discount code EEP at checkout to get 10% off. Again, that is discount code EEP at checkout to get 10% off. And again, thank you to our sponsors, Foot Cult, for today's episode. All right, Christian, give me all the juicy news into regards of Bruno Valdez maybe being on the bench and whether or not Giovanni Santos will be featuring for this one.
Yeah, no, so definitely a lot of good news coming for us these coming weeks. Giovanni Dos Santos, it looks like he will be training alongside with the group, but he might not feature on the bench. I think they're going to give him one more week, maybe get some minutes with the under-20s, and we'll see where his progress goes from there. In regards to Bruno Valdez, they are very, very, very confident on his return. They're saying that tomorrow they will make the choice if he will start with the start, not on the bench. He will start with the under-20s this weekend and then possibly feature on the bench against Chivas.
Interesting. Okay, I like it. And that's pretty much the news, right, for Coapa? I mean,
right now
we've really had just like one day in between.
For real. The only thing I think that they practice today in Tijuana. That's the only thing I have to say.
Which is interesting, right? I thought it was interesting that they practice in Tijuana today.
AJ, go ahead.
Yeah.
The other news is the Mexico men's national team. They announced their pre-Olympic roster, and four players from America got called up. Those are Sebastian Cordova, Ramon Juarez, Emilio Lara from the Fuerza Básicas, and Santiago Naveda. So four nice. America players.
Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Oh, no. Nevada. Yeah, Nevada. Yeah, totally.
No, but yeah, congratulations to them. They if we didn't have an more of a reason to be short people, now they're gonna be prying them away after the Chivas game. If I'm not
after the Leon game,
his time is now. Chucho Lopez,
they're gonna go to a mini cycle on Sunday.
Yeah, they're gonna go to a training, but they should still be available to play for Chivas, right?
They are gonna be available. So they leave Sunday. And they come back Wednesday.
Next week.
And then they after Chivas, the squad is officially made, and then they go and they stay with the national team until that pre-Olympic is done, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll have to double check on that.
But yes, because hold up, 7/14/21. No, maybe they're still available for next week.
Oh, okay.
Because they won't be available for the friendly.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Which, by the way, we still have news on that. Is if anyone's wondering, we're still in the air within this friendly that's gonna be played in Dallas, Texas, between America and Monterrey. We know that they've made the announcements. Tickets still have not yet gone on sale. I know some people are asking. We're getting closer to the date. We will have something, at least something, to report back to you guys within the next week. And hopefully it's a bit of good news. I know a lot of people are eager to go. But at the same time, we got to remember we're still in the middle of a pandemic, guys. So I'm assuming space is definitely going to be very limited. I don't know how they're going to manage all of that stuff. But if we do get any more information, we will let you guys know over on our social media platforms. So if you guys haven't done so already, check us out over at the Eagle Eye Podcast, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, and or Twitter. We'll have more information on that as well. Mm-hmm. But I did want to mention one last thing. Chris saying that we need a Ochoa air freshener, which I would believe smells a little bit like mousse, Christian Dior, and a little bit of Aguila scent in there as well.
Sure. So
I think that's what it would smell like. But yeah, it was, I haven't seen Kari got her tickets behind the America bench for that one. Well, we'll be visiting Kari's beloved town of Dallas, Texas. So should be an interesting one.
You're from Dallas? I didn't know that.
Well, you do now, Christian.
I do now.
And we all have something new to learn today. Okay. But all right, gentlemen, if that wraps up all the Coapa news,
yeah,
pretty much sure it does, right?
It does. Yeah. Sure, yeah. I'll just answer this. I know people have been asking about Benedetti as well. All eyes point to him being on the bench on Saturday, but Solari's a little bit worried about him. It seems like he's having reoccurrent, they're not injuries, they're more like pains in a way. So like he doesn't feel like comfortable to include him in the bench just yet. He was supposed to be on the bench on yesterday against Tijuana, but then he said no, we'll leave it for Saturday. So hopefully he's on the bench Saturday, and if not, then 100% against Chivas.
I thought you were going to say he keeps having reoccurring nightmares. So I was like, I hope he's getting some good night's sleep.
About his injuries? Probably.
Probably, man. Probably, what's up with that, man? Look, we will have a long discussion about Benedetti in the offseason. We'll see what happens. But hopefully he's able to make the bench at least, and we'll see what happens from there on. But okay, gentlemen, let's talk America versus Leon with our beloved guest. And let's see which team is going to come out on top on Saturday. It should be a fun one. It should be an interesting one, right? America's playing against Leon this Saturday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, live on Through the NA for all of you guys. That is your go-to place to catch it this weekend on Saturday. Gentlemen, how are we coming into this one? I mean, doble jornada, a bit of tired legs. That's something to kind of take into consideration when kind of previewing this matchup. But overall, morale looks like to be very, very high. You know, things have been looking pretty decent out on the pitch. How do you guys see in America coming into this one?
With guns a-blazing, they're pretty much doing pretty well so far. I mean, if only, the situation did not happen, in our last 5 games, we would have been winning every single one, which is good things to see. Really. Defense is looking really solid. Midfield's looking really solid. And up front, it's all right. It can be improved, but all in all, they're looking pretty
Dude, that sound effect got me. I don't know what it was about it.
One of these days, we're just going to go throughout the whole season of the podcast and just cut out just little pieces of ages of sound bites. Just like, mm-hmm.
You're playing tennis?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just America on up. Their morale's pretty high. Everyone seems to be good, even though despite being the double or not, it's going to be against a tough opponent. It's against the champions of the league. So I'm pretty excited to see what America can do and see what Solari can do against the champions of the Liga MX.
Definitely. I think that Leon still definitely merit their respect. I mean, obviously they're the reigning champions, and even though they have a little bit of what some people like to call campeonitis, they still have a squad, right? They still have players that can definitely, prove to be dangerous against us. And we know how teams love to show up against us, especially in the Estadio Azteca. So I don't know, Christian, how are you looking at how you see America coming into this one?
Like I think AJ said it perfectly. I think we're coming in with a boatload of confidence right now. I think we're, like I said, every passing game, we seem to be getting stronger, more confidence, more compact, more like a team, more going into Solari's idea. And that just can only spell, just good spirits and good confidence for the players. This is going to be another tough test. Whatever Leon's going through, that's their thing. But we also got to respect that their players are still high caliber players that can turn out on any single minute. And all they need is a moment. That's all they need. All they need is one string of good 10 minutes of good footy, and they're running the game. So America's going to have to play this 90 minutes and on. Start off strong, control the game. Make sure you're the protagonist and make sure that you're the ones controlling the ball, managing the game, or else this could get a little bit ugly.
Definitely. Be the protagonist, just like in Tenet. If anyone's watched it, you guys know what I'm talking about. You're right, Christian. I think America needs to have a good strong start, just like they did against Tijuana. And we'll get into more about what we think tactically speaking. But Gadi, talk to me how you think Leon is coming into this one. Obviously, the script's a little bit flipped for you guys, right? Kind of a poor run of form. Obviously, what happened against Puebla, this is an away game. Just kind of overall thoughts on how the team is coming into this one on Saturday.
I mean, based off of what Ambri said, I'm not feeling too confident at this point. I think my prediction in regards to what I said on Monday before Puebla for this game will be changed. I really don't know what to expect. Do I hold all these players accountable to an expectation? Of course, because I know the quality that they have. I just don't know if it's a mental thing. And obviously from these past couple of games and up to where now, I mean, we have lost at home 3 consecutive times. It's just something that hasn't happened. So, I'm not coming in too confident. Do I think it's going to be a good matchup? Yeah, of course. Because I think, whenever we play each other, it's always that rivalry. There, it's just, you just can feel it. I think it will be very interesting and regressive, but I'm keen on how that will kind of, seamlessly be out throughout the game. But I'm not feeling too confident. I think after this week, I just don't know what to think and how we're going to come looking into Saturday. I hope they prove me wrong at this point. So I'm just seeing how it goes. I think this has probably been one of the times I've come that I'm not feeling as optimistic as I usually do. So you got the vulnerable Gadi today. Yeah. Yeah. You do.
Gadi is the most optimistic person you'll ever meet. So if you know that she is not banking down on Leon, something is going on. But it's not to say that you guys don't have a fighting chance in this one. And I think we're kind of very much aware of that. And I think Solari is too. But Christian, before we jump into what we think Solari is going to do, let's see how he might plan his squad out. What's your predicted starting 11 for this one?
Sure. So for this Saturday, my predicted lineup is Guillermo Ochoa in net, the same back four, Jorge Sanchez, Emmanuel Aguilera, Sebas Cáceres, Luis Fuentes in the midfield, Pedro Aquino, Santi Naveda, and Fidalgo. Up front, we'll have Cordova on one side, Suarez on the other, and Henry Martin as our striker.
Interesting. You're having Suarez
over Linus. Yes.
Over Linus. Over Linus. Even though Linus had one amazing
I think they're going to rest him a little bit. I think he will feature in this match, but I think he gave a lot of his energy in that Tijuana game.
Yeah, and I think it's something that you have to take in consideration. Like I mentioned, such a quick turnaround. Some tired legs are definitely going to be a factor in this one.
And it's that point of the season,
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think AG's mentioned it plenty of times. You know, yeah, we're way past that halfway point.
So. Is this a 4-4-1-1?
4-3-3, baby. 4-3-3, AJ.
AJ, how does I even know it before you? Hey. I feel like you're trying to draw a conclusion. Like I feel I see him doing the math. Like, I'm just like, no, it's simple. It's just it's three, you know? It's a good old Christmas tree formation.
Man, if he does do another formation, then good on my part, because I'm glad him and I think alike. But nah, probably might be right. It's probably a 4-3-3.
It is a 4-3, an interesting 4-3 again, mm-hmm. because we have that Aquino and Naveda partnership, yeah, I think, which has flourished.
It has flourished, and I think Naveda does merit the start here. I think Richard we'll see minutes, obviously. Just I think Naveda will get the start. You know, the kid's been playing exceptionally well, right? And you know, this is going to be another tough task, and who knows? I think that this could be another game for him to kind of just prove himself even more that he deserves to be a starter on this team.
No, yeah, definitely. AJ, your thoughts on this starting 11?
I like it. Just, you know, I always would like to see Vinhas there, but someone brought a comment up earlier, which I think was from Jay Sanchez, is that, I'm just trying to look through it, but I think he was just talking about, like, what's up with Vinhas in general? Just, like, will he ever be able to come back from everything that's happened? No, my bad, from Luis G, and that's like really the only thing that actually now makes me worry. What's up with them? We gave him this big contract extension to 2024. We permanently bought him from his team in Uruguay. He has not really been having much of a chance to really do anything. He's already hitting equivalent numbers to what he had at Juventud back in Uruguay. And it kind of worries me. Like around 40-ish games, it has only around 14-something goals. And considering what the amount of playing time he's only been given this season, I'm starting to think, maybe it's too early to say, but I think he might just be out of Solari's plans. Considering now when you're going to have Nicolas Castillo for next year as well, which could be a play he might put favor instead of Vinhas, it just brings up the question, what's he really going to do with Vinhas? It doesn't really look good as well where he only played about 30 seconds of football against Tijuana yesterday when he subbed in the 93rd minute. So just that's like really the only thing that just worries me about him. But the starting 11, all in all though, really good. I like it.
Yeah, and maybe alluding to a little bit what you were saying with regards to Vinhas. Look, I know we like to mention the fact that it's the halfway point, but there's still plenty of season to be played. So Vinhas has more than enough time to convince Solari. And look, at this point, who can knock Henry off the horse? He's scoring goals, even if they're a bit unorthodox, even if they're just happens, even if he's just at the right place at the right time. You can't knock him for being kind of, you know, on a bit of a streak right here. So you have to continue to give Henry the chance. And look, if America continues to be scoring goals and winning games, there's no reason to bring Vinhas off the bench, right?
Right, definitely.
And so
talk about Vinhas in the presser after the Tijuana game. Mentioned how, Vinhas is still there. He's still part of this team. You know, I respect him. I like him. It's just right now he's coming off an injury, and, you know, we can't just rush into things. I don't know how much of a little bit of a cover-up answer that was, but at least, you know, we still can see that Solari still has him somewhat in his plans and hopes to play him in the near future.
Definitely. Solari's so well-spoken, you know?
It's a very nice change.
Yes.
It's a very, very nice change.
Like, you don't know if he's lying to your face, but you're like, you know what? That was a very good answer. All right, but we know how our starting 11 is going to look like. Gotti, what are you going with in regards to Leon's starting 11?
Right before that, I just want to answer. I saw the comments earlier. I was like digging through them. From Freddie, he said, "Capenitas is real. Only special teams can overcome it." I think it's safe to say that in regards to how Leon started this season with Cota not starting, we had Blanco, Navarrete was out from a surgery. And then just, you know, a couple of the key players, Yaido was still not playing at his full, that were kind of missing. It was just a rough start. It's just pretty sad how, you know, again, the past 2 years, Leon has been playing really well. And these past 2 months have been very emotional and just not knowing what's going on. So I guess we'll see what the end result is. And also Chris Rivera said also, I read about the whole Cota and Chivas. Do you believe it caused issues in the locker room and which can lead to these results? I think it's funny because in one of their podcasts, we're talking about all these conspiracy theories of why Cota was not starting. And I particularly mentioned this one. And shout out to my guys. They were like, no, that cannot be it. And I was like, well, you never know. And there was kind of a a follow-up about how after León won, Chivas acercó to Cota, kind of behind the Directiva's back, and maybe kind of struck something between there. But then it's still on to the heavily like rotation because of CCL. But CCL is till April, so it's still kind of up in the air. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. But I think we did have a risk off from the beginning. In regards to her lineup, I'm not too sure. I mean, do I think it could be a possible, you know, repeat? I think so. If I were to make any changes, I think I would take off Mosquera. So it starts Cota on bench, Aviona's right back. Have Tecillo and Barreiro as center back, and I would start Yairo on that left side. I would repetir la contención con Colombato and Navarro. I think what I saw from Colombato versus Puebla was very much appreciated. I would start him over Osso, honestly.
You start anyone over Osso, to be honest.
I mean, you were trying to convince me, like, oh, yeah, you guys got Osso, but we got Pedro Aquino. I'm like, yeah, that's two totally different. Like, yeah, I don't think this is... Like, I'm giving you $5 and you're giving me like a dollar and a penny.
giving you a nickel.
Dollar and pennies. I'm like, okay. Then I'd have Mena. Shout out to Mena that he did score, but now he's up to 41 goals with León. Pretty crazy how those add up. Meneses, and I think Davila might start because Ambriz has been pretty consistent with him. So I'd go Davila and Joel Campbell at this point. Who plays what? I don't know. These players just change all the time. They're always changing. I would see Navarrete. I mean, you know, Navarrete in contención, he'll just be up there living his best life as a delantero at some points.
It's like the Swiss Army knife. This man can just play about just anywhere you want. It's like Sunday League when you got to put a player in any spot, they're like, sure, I'll play there.
I mean, and see, this is it was what amazes me from the past, you know, a couple of seasons, is how seamlessly these players interchange. Or, you know, you sub someone out and it's like, oh, we just modify and that's it. But even then, they don't stay in their positions. You know what I mean? Like, even Steven Barreiro, who has improved so much, when he comes out with the ball so confident, I would see him up in like almost a third, you know, third, the end of the third line. So it's just, you know, it's kind of disappointing because I feel like, you know, Davila has not adapted at all whatsoever to what León has been playing. He's a very distinct player in a very creative role. And to what quote what Luis said, they're not using him in the right position. He's not a matador. He's not a nine. In regards to Gigliotti, I mean, last season he showed up when he needed to. At this point, it's just very disappointing. And Nico Sosa, who's kind of been Nikila disappearing, and, you know, maybe we need to bring him back. But I think it's up in the air in regards to the last attacking third.
I know you're waiting for it to say something, AJ, so go say it.
Man, Nikila, stick to FIFA because that ratio you have with appearance and goals. Yeah, nah, I think Chucho Lopez can get a goal before you can. So,
but you know what's crazy is that, like, this whole FIFA thing, I mean, it hyped up Ormeño for sure. And it's like they're just on opposite ends. But it's funny that you mentioned that because we have hot takes and I've experienced it on our podcast. And I think at one point, someone from our pod said that I think it was Ivan Hernandez from the youngster for the sub-20 would score first, then Nico Sosa. But I mean, I feel like, you know, Nico Sosa, in regards to what he came for, he said at the beginning, he's not a nine. He's kind of more of an Ismael Sosa role, kind of off when he's not on the ball. He has really great movement. It's just, I don't even know. Maybe it's time to bring him back. I mean, we just need to start moving more pieces at this point, because at this point, this is not working. There's youth, there's Nico Sosa, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, I just sound very defeated, guys. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll see what happens. But I'm very interested to see what you guys look like with Pedro Aquino against us, for sure.
No, yeah, definitely. I think we're looking forward to that as well. I think we need to see him kind of continuously prove himself. And not to say that, you know, he's under scrutiny or anything, but I think the more consistency he can have in an America jersey, the better that he will look, because he obviously has a huge shadow above him with the whole Guido Rodriguez thing, which I saw a lot of people saying, you know, with after these two goals, he's like, oh, he's got potential to be better than Guido and that. I'm like, all right, let's slow down here, guys. Okay, the guy's had two good games. Let's not start comparing.
Needs,
you know,
He needs to get constant red cards so he can say, yep, that's definitely Gilo. It's first, he needs to replicate
no,
that.
No, AJ.
If you can get the just for the jokes, it's like perfect. That's exactly how Gilo was in his first season. Then
we're not.
But Gilo was just there. A very distinct, low key. I mean, what he did, it was fantastic. I think Pedro Aquino has his character for sure. So we'll see how.
Yeah. And it's not to say, you know, no two players are the same, right? And even if they play the same position, they might have similarities, but they definitely are not the same. But I think he brings a little extra to this team. And so it'll be interesting to see how he fares off against his, you know, former teammates and former coach. And hopefully he can bag himself another goal. Because I think, you know, when's the last time a center defensive man's gotten 3 goals in 3 games for America? You know, AJ, look up that stat. See how long that takes you. See if you can even get it by the end of the night. But okay, Christian, talk to me a little bit more about how America needs to play this game out in general. Obviously, we know that we want a pretty good, a fast start. You know, we want to take the game to Leon, and we don't want to let them sit and kind of adapt to the pitch. What do you think Solari's message is going to be to kind of, you know, drive that home to the players?
I think there's going to be something similar to what we saw, you know, Wednesday night. Leon's a quick team. They're a fast team. I think that, you know, the start that we had against Tijuana needs to be replicated against Leon. We need to come out hot, come out managing the ball, be in their side of the field from minute one, and, you know, just catch them in the open spaces. I think America was doing that very well in the game against Tijuana, where they were trying to find Roger, open up a little bit for Cordoba and Fidalgo, and they were finding the spaces. They were finding a lot of open space to kind of move the ball around very nicely, and, you know, that's the stuff that's going to disrupt their defensive line, get us more open spaces, more opportunities, and more chances to score. And we got to do it in a quicker fashion, though. I think sometimes America's buildup plays a little bit slow, but I think that's something that they're still trying to work on. So hopefully if they can be a little bit faster when transitioning from defense to offense, we should open up a lot of chances for ourselves.
Definitely. AJ, anything else to add onto that?
No, I think Christian just said everything perfectly on what America's game plan is against Leon.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Christian. I think that that's definitely kind of have to be the derivative for America this upcoming game against Leon on Saturday. So, I mean, will the players implement it? I hope so, right? Because we've seen moments and times where they have, and I think, like I mentioned, the most important things about these stretch of games is being able to have that consistency of playing style within the same time lapses. Because I think that's when you see and that's where you remember. Okay, you know, this team is starting to kind of form and gel something here, kind of build an identity. And so if the players can do that again on Saturday, not only will it prove to be detrimental against a very good opposition, but I think it's going to continuously, you know, build and form a habit for them to go forward into the season. But Gary, how do you see Nacho Ambriz planting his side? Do you guys think you're just going to be all defensive? Are you guys going to play to try to get all 3 points? Or do you think that it's going to be, you know, let's park the bus and try to get a point from this?
No, and I think it's disappointing whenever they did park the bus against Pumas because they needed a win. So that's what that mentality was at that game, to get their first win. We're not the type of team that would sit back. I just need them to be inspired again. That's all I need them to be, because at this point, it's just very difficult to watch. You know, and maybe they've been unlucky at times, but I just think it's unacceptable in regards to what this team has and how many of these players are still at the core of this team, to just be, I don't know, throwing it away like this. It's just very disappointing. I'm very disappointed. I'm very upset. A lot of the fan base get very emotional. It's understandable, especially when nobody comes out to say stuff like that. It just kind of, like, you know, you're supposed to give us, you know, be optimistic. You're not supposed to throw us, you know, a rock around my foot and just keep drowning me. That's how I just feel right now. But I mean, they really need to just come out and realize that this is going to be a tough matchup against you guys. And obviously we're away. So especially with these last couple of games, we need that confidence. It could be a game where we could bounce back a little bit, as we saw, we're going against Monterrey, who just thrashed Juarez And after that, I mean, it seems that we could have a pretty good run. I just need for them to find the garra in them to just freaking leave it on the field and give me something to at least applaud for them for doing. I mean, Conobata had a really good game, in my opinion. Meneses, probably Lou will argue with me. I mean, Meneses hustled out there. Just the balls that, you know, he was giving out. It was just no one on the other side, and that's what frustrated me. So I just need to see some garra, some inspiration, because there's so much ahead. And for us to throw it all away, it's just not acceptable. So I just need to just be inspired. As cliche as it sounds, I just need to see that, because it's a very defeated Leon at this point, in crisis mode. And I'm hitting the panic button, so...
The panic button has been hit. Mm. All right. Well,
is the Staples button. Do you know the red button in Staples?
That was easy.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah.
That was. There you go, AJ. Perfect. Perfect. Still holding on that stat of yours. Still holding on that stat. But you know, it's two different spectrums here. I think from one team to another, right? I think Leon in this dire situation, America kind of on the up and up. These are the type of games that though. You know, some bookies would give it all to America, but you can't ignore the fact that Leon is looking, like Gotti said, for that one piece of inspiration. And who's to say that if you do it against America, you can't return your season around, right? So I think Solari needs to, and I'm pretty sure he knows this, and needs to find a way to instill this into his players and say, look, by no means necessary have we won this game already by just stepping on that pitch and putting on this jersey. Right. I think it's like you have to go out there. You have to cement yourself. You have to play the game that we always practice and continue to flourish it. And so, like you mentioned, Christian, you know, if you do the things right and if you go in and you adapt yourself and these players do what is being asked of them. And I think there's an easy avenue for America to walk away with all 3 points. But if they get overconfident, then I think that's when we're going to see some complications. So, again, the one thing we've been criticizing this season and it's gone all the way from the first jornada to this one is the fact that, you know, we still look very much lacklustrous in front of goal, right? We're creating our chances, yet we're not finishing them most of the time. And this has to be one of those games where you turn it around a little bit, right? You have to take your chances. I don't think, you know, I'm not to say that Leon's not going to, you know, is going to completely shut us down, which they're more than capable of. But I think that, you know, I don't see this game being too much of a so many chances created here and there. I think it's going to be a very much hard-fought midfield battle. And so I think that the chances that both teams kind of get, they need to be as concrete as possible in front of goal. And so I'm looking at Henry, who's on a bit of a goal streak to kind of put them to bag him in. Right, he didn't have the best game against Pachuca, but you know, can easily make up for that in this one. Leo Suarez, who we know he has a rocket of a shot, but sometimes some of the shots he takes are just so questionable. So questionable. Cordoba, we know he has a left and a right foot. You know, need to be clinical on that aspect as well. And Santi Naveda, we know he likes a long shot. Isn't that right, AJ?
Yes, no doubt about it. I'm just waiting when he finally gets his goal. Richard Sanchez, show him this is how you do it. Now Naveda's got to replicate the same exact thing. He's like, okay, I got you.
AJ, would you dare to say that if Naveda scores a halfway shot on Cota this Saturday, you will shave your head?
Repeat that last part again. If it's just a goal or a hat trick?
No. If he scores a goal from half court on Cota, will you shave your head?
Yeah, I'll go bald.
There we go. We have another bet, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, nice. We have beautiful. Another bet. Naveda, we are sending you this clip and so you can keep practicing all week for this moment.
Not happening. You'll be okay, AJ. You'll be okay.
Images that for the unfortunate event.
No, not with love.
It's going to show Santi Naveda in the middle of the field with the ball at halfway. Just put images that for the unfortunate event. Context. He scored a banger against Rodolfo Cota. That's what it's going to be.
He's the age of looking like Diego Lainez when he debuted.
Completely like an egghead. Egghead. That's how I'm going to look like.
But we're talking about players here. Chris saying, man, leave his hair alone. Look, we're talking players specifically now that I mentioned Santi. Who to you has to be the key piece for this victory, AJ?
I'm going to say Henry Martin. You know, if I'm not mistaken, he passed the record of Clever Boas as, like, I forgot which part of the leading goal scorers, but he's riding high at the moment with all the goals that he's just been scoring in past games, especially with the confidence that he's been gaining with each game, looking like to be Soler's front man. I'd say Henry Martin's definitely going to have to come up big in this match. Just get him, if he sees an opportunity for Soler to score a goal, go for it. Just please don't just rock it every shot or just make every shot get blocked by the goalkeeper, because I feel like he's just been getting really unlucky. Like, really good shots, just I don't know if it's just a shot place or something, always seems to end up in the goalkeeper's hands. But he's going to definitely be my go-to player for this match. He's the key player in order for América to secure the victory and 3 points against León.
Definitely. Christian, who's your go-to?
I think it has to be Sebastián Córdoba. I think that, you know, his effort and defense goes a little bit unnoticed, and then he's going to have to repeat the same thing again while also, you know, getting better at his offensive game and trying to contribute a little bit more, just be a little bit more noticeable, you know, make the runs, make the concrete passes just happen, make the game flourish for us better than what it already has been. And if he can keep playing at that high level that we know and that we know he can achieve, especially against a team like León, I think he'll be very instrumental for Saturday.
Definitely. I'm going to go, I was going to say Pedro Aquino, because, you know, it's going to be interesting to see him against his former team and all that stuff. And then, you know, with the stretch of games he's had, obviously you want to see him continue the good run of form. But I'm going to throw a name out there that not a lot of people would be like, this is someone to keep an eye on to be the key victory for América. But for me, I'd say keep an eye on Jorge Sanchez. Again, he's been very underrated this season because the whole defense has been very underrated. But I look at him game in and game out, and he has this confidence that he hasn't had since that Monterrey final. And little by little, you see him kind of gradually getting up there. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Some of the overlapping runs that he makes just really go unnoticed at times. And I'm just like, you know what? Give the ball to him, because he's the only person in that squad that is willing to take on a defender, you know? So give him the ball. I think he can find Henry. He can find Córdoba. You know, we know he has a rocket of a shot himself. So, hey, why not try it out this game as well, you know? So for me, it's definitely going to be Jorge Sanchez. Keep an eye out on him. I think he's, you know, doing some really good stuff, and hopefully he can continue to cement that in this game against León. Bakari, who is your go-to player for León for this match?
I have a possible two. I would definitely start off with Navarrito, especially if he repeats in that contención position. Although even when he's played right back, he's pretty much a contención and a forward and a midfield. He's everything. So I definitely think it would be a key player in regards to América keeping an eye on. He just adds so much. He's just an amazing player that I definitely think he, you know, people keep saying it, but he's just awesome. He's amazing, especially when he gets behind defenders. I think that'll be very interesting. Also, I think Mena, just because we rely a lot on Mena, especially on that wing, you know, I think that'll be interesting to see how you guys constrict Mena on that side. But definitely Mena, especially as he's kind of a little bit of the motor on the wing on that side. And who knows? I mean, if Yairo starts, I definitely think Yairo is another player, just because he's like just flying through the midfield, and he just adds so much for León. And, you know, I'm hopeful that he starts this game. So I have little players around. So
nice. Chris saying, yeah, I don't want to know versus George Sanchez will definitely be an interesting matchup to keep an eye on. I agree with that. But all right, Christian, tell me, are we betting the house or are we betting the toilet?
You know, this game is going to be interesting, but I think this game is also going to be another step in the right direction for América. So, even though, you know, León is the heavy underdog, América is the favorite for this. I think we're going to go bet the house once again on Club América, and I think América will walk away with the win.
All righty then. So we're betting the house. So again, disclaimer, this is at your own risk, right? Please gamble responsibly. This segment is for entertainment purposes and entertainment purposes only. So if you come at us and you say, look, I've lost the house, what am I going to do next? We are going to say...
You should say that part faster, Ivan.
Oh, don't worry. I'm building up. This is the first time we
Please
do it.
Please get more fun. Lay this segment is for entertainment purposes.
So I can try to do it again. I can do it again. Here. I can do
Ready?
It.
Ready? One, two, three, go.
Disclaimer. Please gamble responsibly. This segment is for entertainment purposes and entertainment purposes only.
It'll get there. But yeah, we're gonna bet the house though. So let's go. We're betting the house.
There you guys have it. We're betting the house. We're gonna hopefully either come out with a new house or like on Tuesday, who said that they were gonna bet the car because they were smart. They're like, I'd rather just take public transportation than
that guy was funny. I forgot who that was, but that guy was funny.
But yeah, so there's the betting odds in regards to that aspect. Now that we know that we're betting the house, gentlemen, what is your predictions for Saturday? AJ, I'm throwing it to you first.
3-0 America.
3-0 America. All right. Nice and bold. I like the start. Christian.
I said I was betting the house. I'm going with AJ. 3-0
America. 3-0
America.
All right. Looks like it's 2-for-2 here. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Don't worry, Cari. I'm going to be a little bit nicer. I'm going to give you guys a little bit more credit. We're going 2-0 America for this one. Clean sheets all around is what we're doing here. But Cari, it's your turn. What is your prediction for Saturday?
My prediction has changed. Me and Ivan had vice versa predictions on Monday. So he's obviously said 2-0 America and I said 2-0 Leon. At this point in time, I'm going to say a 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. All right. Lots of goals in this one. Either way, though, we're all painting for a lot of goals, you know, because with America, if you get more than one goal, that's already a plus. Let's face it. We're not a team with a lot of goals. So, look, we have a couple more here. We have Ivan going with a 3-1 victory for Las Vegas in America. Still a new house in regards to Christian's perspective. Freddie's saying, look, I'm betting $5. Look, that's enough. It'll get me a five guys meal, right?
So it will.
I don't know. Well, isn't it more? It's like probably like a good meal is like 10 plus bucks.
Well, let's see.
So maybe Freddie has a coupon. Or maybe Freddie knows someone that can hook it up, you know? True. So you know what, Freddie? Bet those $5. We're behind you on that one. Again, disclaimer, this is at your own risk. Please do not involve this in any other. No, but yes, look, it pains to be a good game regardless of the fact, you know, where I'll say this, listen to Christian though, he's gotten it right 2 times in a row this week already, so
he might be on to something. He's gonna get it right.
Listen, I've been pretty hot this week, okay?
No, I'm hurt because a 3-0 twice is just a stab to my heart.
Listen,
and then Ivan's trying to be nice. 2-0.
Hey, it could be worse.
It could be worse. I could have said 4-0.
AJ's gonna be like,
it could be worse.
Nevada.
There you go. Nevada. Alrighty then. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up our prediction and also this preview, unless any of you have anything else to add on in regards to Saturday's match. No? All of you know?
Everything? I mean, the last time we did play against Leon, it was a goal fest. 3-2, Leon beat us, even though we were leading at halftime. Then we did, you know, in America. It was a good game, but just
we lost Benedetti.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the stat line thing, I keep trying to find. I was like, wait, Layún scored 4. He was playing as a right midfielder that day. He wasn't CDM. I guess the closest we had was Guido Rodriguez, where twice in 2018 against Atlas and Cholos, he scored 2 goals. And then Mateus Uribe, he scored 2 goals, and who do you know? It was against Leon as well. So, but that's as close as I can get. That's as close as I can get for a center defensive midfielder who scored 3 goals. That's as close as I can get.
Look at that, man. I'm giving him a round of applause. That's I did not expect him to come up with some stats like that, but look at that. AJ coming up strong with the stats.
What if he's lying, AJ? What if you're lying? What?
Then he did a perfect job lying.
Because he's not too honest. He sold me, though. So.
He sold me. At this point, that's fine. At the Eagle Eye Podcast, we're just here to sell. Whether they're facts or not, we're just here to sell.
Yeah,
you know what? Obviously, no, we're trying to give you guys facts here. But no, it was good. It was good. So congratulations there to AJ. And Ivan saying AJ adding insult to injury as well. He's liking it. AJ saying AJ's too wholesome. He never lies. They see? He's the saint of the podcast.
I thought I was the saint of the podcast.
No, you're the devil. I mean, that's
we have a love-hate relationship.
Christian really loves love-hate relationship.
There is love, but most of the time it's pretty much hate. So
no, it's like Ivan has a Christian on one shoulder and AJ on the other. That's what it is.
There you go. Okay, it's exactly like that. And then they're both telling me mean stuff the whole time. Freddie's AJ becoming Mr. Chip. That's a good one right there as well. But alrighty then. Looks like we pretty much wrapped it up here, and we don't want to take all you guys' time away either. Look, it's going to be a good game. Saturday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys watch it through the end. If you guys haven't done already. Huh?
With your beers. I know Dylan's going to have a beer in his hand.
Dylan definitely will have a beer in his hand. I know you will as well. Me and AJ will be hydrating. We're trying to keep those, you know, glucose levels pretty well.
Gotti, what are you drinking on Saturday? Cramp up.
I'm drinking Ultra.
Okay.
I like that. See, so
with the Michelob, I like it. So me and AJ, we're going to wake up early. We're going to work on those Pilates together. He's going to teach me a little something. I'm trying to work on my biceps here. It's going to pay for a good game. I'm in charge of covering that game for the Eagle Eye Podcast over on Twitter. So I'm very excited. So make sure you guys join us. Follow us. Say hello. Interact with us. This is always a fun time. And maybe we'll get a bit of some halftime thoughts like we did last time. Who knows? We'll see. But with that said, I think we pretty much wrapped it all up here. Unless any of you guys have any last words to say.
If we do those halftime thoughts, let me know in advance so I know how much to consume before I get on the camera.
Will do. Definitely. Thank you. Thank you. But no, look, to everyone that's came out tonight, thank you so much. To our Gotti, beloved
thank
guest,
you.
Gotti, thank you so much. It means the world to us that you come and take your time out of the day. Again, it's all love and games here. Even though that we might be rivals on the pitch, you know, we're still friends off of it as well. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me, and I guess we'll wait and see what happens on Saturday night.
definitely. Friendships might be lost. I'm kidding. No, they won't.
No. Never.
I mean...
Never.
Well, I met with me and Christian, but we'll see. No, again, Gotti, thank you for coming on. Say our thank yous to all of your great co-hosts out there. I know you guys put in an amazing work. The podcast is always a fun time. Whenever we get a chance to, we're definitely checking it out, trying to comment there. And if you guys haven't done so already, make sure you guys go check out the Lions Den podcast. They do some amazing work and they do some great stuff. They have some great videos, some snippets here and there. And really just trying to change the game. So we're more than thankful to have them on the podcast today. So again, thank you again to Gotti. Thank you to everyone that was out there today. Christian, Ivan, Chris, Freddie, Alexis. Sounds like I'm just reading names from our own co-hosts, but they're not. They're actual people who were out in the comments section. To Eddie, to Jerry, to Luis, just to everyone who's watching, to everyone who's listening, whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, wherever it is that you may listen to us. Thank you so much again. We really appreciate that. And to every Americanista out there, it looks like Solari's era is just starting, and hopefully it gets continuously going. All right, then. We'll be back tomorrow, AJ. We got America Femenil Lady Talks to discuss. Fun. We have some Clásico Capitolino recaps and some Atlético San Luis stuff to mention as well. So if you guys want to catch that, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Same time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 Central, 10 Eastern. We'll have you guys covered with all things Lady Aguilas. Again, thank you guys so much for everything. We'll be back next week to talk things all America here on the Equipe Podcast. Again, catch us over on all our social media platforms. Until next time, take care. And as always, Arriba America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.